This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
My guests have joined me in the studio, so it's time to talk about Evita. Evita is the stage show, of course, which is opening on August the 1st at Rivoli Theatre, Hamilton Musical Theatre's 50th anniversary show, with the season running through to the 15th, and tickets are available from iticket.co.nz. But more about that later. Let's turn to the guests who have joined me. I have in the studio Laurie Johnson, who is co-director of the show, along with his lovely wife Amanda. And Lauren Thompson is here as well. And Lauren has the task of playing the titular role of Eva Perón. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming in, Morena.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
What a great show to be doing for a 50th anniversary. Laurie, I want to start with you because you're at the helm of all of this. There's a lot of moving parts to pull together in a theatre that doesn't have a lot of fly tower space, well, in fact, none. There are certain expectations that people have of a show like that that would be challenging, I would say, in a theatre like Rivoli Theatre. So what was your approach to it when you took on the role of being a director?
It took a bit of thinking about. My theory is that you can do any show anywhere. You've just got to be clever. So when I was approached by HMT, Hamilton Musical Theatre, to direct Evita, we spent a couple of weeks just working out, could we do it? Could we get the bigness of it for the stage? And we worked out we could. We've got to be clever. The key thing was getting a fantastic cast and then working from there. So we've got a few things that aren't necessarily traditional, but they work in the smaller theatre. We've got a fantastic ensemble, probably the strongest cast I've ever worked with, and putting all the elements together with an awesome team of the heads of department looking after all their own areas just has made it really successful thus far. Last week to put it all together and a few challenges as we go onto the stage last night for the first time. We're there till about 12:30 this morning, just trying to tweak things up. But it's a fantastic show. Lots of people either love it or hate it, but once you've seen it and you understand it, you always end up loving it. So
it's big in every sense. Like musically, it's big. It's an opera. It doesn't have any real dialogue as such, and for that, as a Weber Rice production, it is very typical of the sort of stuff they put into Jesus Christ Superstar, and telling the story totally through song is a big challenge, and it's not to be taken lightly.
Yeah, well, that's right, and it's narrated, so it's unusual in that sort of form, a bit like Joseph.
Yeah.
Technicolor Dreamcoat, you've got a narrator that's actually telling the story. And we're also telling a story about a real person who did some amazing things. There's this show talks about, was she a saint or was she a sinner? Did they rip off the country or did she move things ahead? We did a lot of research before we did the show, and Eva was an amazing person. She starts off at 15 in our show as a very young person going to the big city. She ended up being the First Lady of Argentina and ended up dying at 33. So she got women the vote. She did all sorts of amazing things. And the way that they've put the show together with Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice have written the show and put it together, it's unique in the format it delivers. And it's an amazing piece of storytelling.
And you mentioned, the fact that you needed a strong ensemble for the show. The actual size of the cast is pretty impressive. It's around 30-odd, isn't it?
Yep, I think we're at 36.
Including some kids.
Including the kids' choir, which is, it's amazing. And a lot of good people actually missed out on getting into the show because the talent was so strong for the audition. So we were very lucky with...
Did you feel there was pressure to make sure it was a good... well cast and everything because of the fact that it's a 50th anniversary production?
That wasn't added pressure. There's always pressure to put on the best show ever. So
absolutely.
We strive to be as professional as we can. We try and cast it with the best people we can. I must say we were sitting at auditions a bit stressed. We didn't have an Ava until Lauren walked in. I think the second to last audition for the for the weekend, and she walked in and sung for us, and we had a big smile on our face.
What a skillful segue.
Ah, there you go.
Lauren, I've got to ask you about taking on the role of Eva. Was that a bucket list thing for you, something that you really felt like you had to do, you know, the opportunity was too good to pass up?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I didn't expect it so soon in my, I guess, singing career, but it has been like a really, really amazing opportunity and definitely a huge push for me, which is really awesome. It's what I signed up for.
It's what they call a big thing, like so many different numbers, and they're all really challenging.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about yourself. What's your background?
So I come from Rotorua, and previously I've been in musicals with Rotorua Musical Theatre, Tauranga Musical Theatre, and Lakes Performing Arts Company. And this is my first show with Hamilton Musical Theatre, and it's really exciting to start it off with Evita. So I currently study a Bachelor of Music, majoring in vocal performance opera at the Waikato University. And so this is very different as well, but it's very exciting.
It's like you've got a lot on your plate just with your studies.
Yeah.
Has that classical approach to opera and to the style of singing that's necessary at that level, has that helped you with approaching the role of Eva?
They're both very hugely different styles of singing. Ava's quite a big, belty kind of girl, and classical is very different. But I definitely think the classical training has helped me with my stamina, as well as accessing probably like the lighter moments in the show. It's really exciting, yeah.
What particular research have you done about Eva Perón before even getting to rehearsal stage?
I had a look about her life story. It's really interesting on how much she accomplished in such a short period of time and the kind of things that she really fought for. It was also interesting to me because before I had auditioned, I was a little bit confused on where the name Evita came in. And then upon research, Eva was like, is her name, and Evita is kind of like the people's Eva.
Their affectionate name for her.
Yeah, their affectionate name. So yeah, she was like the bridge between Perón and the people, and so that's why they called her Evita.
Were there any surprises that sort of became evident to you as you started looking at the role and what it meant?
I think the music was the biggest surprise for me. I didn't realize how big the role is. Yeah.
And I remember you coming into rehearsals, and it seemed like you really had a good handle on things even before you got involved in the very first sing-throughs. How much had you worked on that before getting to rehearsal stage?
Before rehearsals, I had just been listening to the soundtrack because I didn't have my book, so I wasn't entirely sure exactly what I needed to learn. So I was just trying to get a good handle of the musicality of the show.
Right.
It was definitely... Yeah, very hard to sight read through on the first rehearsals. The music is all over the place, which is good. It creates a good challenge.
Very much an Andrew Lloyd Webber thing, though, isn't it? Mixing lots of different styles in, so you've got so many different flavours to the music there. And as the story evolves and you've got a different part of the story to tell, it demands a different kind of delivery.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What challenges are you facing at the moment going into Tech Week and, the race towards opening on the 1st of August?
I think the biggest challenge is being tired. The late nights and then having to wake up early for class in the morning.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's all part of show. I think it's great fun.
Right. Laurie, as we get towards these final handful of rehearsals, you said, we're on stage in the theatre with costumes and band for the first time just last night. And it's demanding a lot of people. I don't think many people would also realise that there's about 60-odd other people involved in the production, apart from the 30-odd that are on the stage.
Yeah, that's right. I think they counted just over 106 people or something involved, either on stage, backstage, or in the orchestra. We've got Malcolm Bars leading the orchestra. They've got a fantastic first time with them last night. what a sound. It's just, we're very, very lucky to have top people associated with this show, which makes the whole level of the show lift. But yeah, it's a lot of people. There's people that you wouldn't think of who are running around the back trying to get our guys dressed and on stage. The makeup artists, the hair and wigs. Lauren has two wigs?
Three
wigs, my
Three
mistake.
Wigs.
Three wigs that have to be changed during the course of the show. And there's people out the back standing, waiting for her to come off to get those wigs changed. Mm-hmm. Of course, this week it's all coming together for the first time. We've been working on the movement and the singing, and all of a sudden we've got to work around the set and the costumes. So
hundreds of costumes.
Hundreds of costumes. Yep. Yeah, I walked into one of the dressing rooms and one of the actors was laying out all his costumes on the floor, and I couldn't believe they're all his. So, yep, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot. How many changes have you got, Lauren?
I have lost count. I think maybe like one costume for each song.
Yeah.
and there's like 20 songs.
For a lead role, that's not too bad going. All right, so tickets are available through iTicket, and there are two matinees, aren't there? There's one
on
Sunday.
Tickets are selling really well, so... Yeah. If you want to get in, get your tickets, be in quick.
Yeah.
No, I hate it when people say I'd love to see it, but I couldn't get a ticket. So, it's selling very well, and we're very lucky. So, yeah, get out there, iTicket.
I believe the opening night in particular is pretty much sold out, isn't it?
Yeah, I think opening night's almost gone, and yeah. The two matinees are very close to being sold out. There's only a few tickets left, so, it's selling well.
I can't think of a better... style of production to have for a 50th anniversary celebration for Hamilton Musical Theatre. I think it's a fantastic choice and in safe hands with you and your creative team, Laurie.
Well, thank you. It's a challenge, and that's what I like about it is, and to be honest, I didn't know how much of a challenge it was when I first said yes. I knew it was a big show. I'd been in the show myself 32 years ago, if I can say that. Loved actually being in the ensemble. Wasn't quite aware how huge it is. So, but we've just been very lucky with the amount of people that have come on board, the talent we've got, our leads. If I name people, I'll forget people, but Bruce Rolson playing Perron. We've got Andy Darby playing Shay. Lauren, of course, doing Evita.
We'd Simon, have to get those three roles right, or you haven't got the show, really, do
Simon
you?
Bruce doing McGowdy. And we've got Lily Dixon playing the mistress, so very strong leads. The ensemble is brilliant.
It's one of those cases where, you know, when you've got good people around you, it lifts your own performance and you want to do better. So, you know, everybody tries a little bit harder and you know, puts that extra effort in. Lauren, just want to ask you very quickly, anything after this that you've got planned, or is it all head down, bum up for the studies for the, for the qualification?
Probably for the rest of the year, it'll be locking in on my opera. We have got a showcase coming up in September, I believe, for the opera school there, which will be really exciting. But yeah, I'm just keeping an eye out for the upcoming shows, seeing what else I'd like to audition for.
And what about, you know, even further down the track, once you've graduated, once you've passed all that sort of thing, have you got aspirations to get into opera full-time or anything?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what doors open when I get to the end of my degree. Lots of people stay on and do their honours and masters. Otherwise, you can go off to vocal development pathways overseas or here. It just depends on what comes up.
Well, here's a chance to see Lauren in a role that I'm sure you're going to find as unforgettable as Eva Perron in Evita for Hamilton Musical Theatre. We're really lucky to have you, Lauren.
Thank you.
And the rest of the leads in the show as well. And Laurie, thank you so much for your time this morning, both of you, for coming in to talk about Evita. Again, tickets are available through iticket.co.nz, and the season runs from August the 1st to the 15th at Rivoli Theatre. Thanks again for coming in, and break a leg.
Thanks for having us.
To you and everybody else involved in the show.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.